Ich flip sein Papier, der für die Sorten gehört, der ist, der ist. 0303-2025. Dictation is for Jennifer Ochoa. Ochoa spells O-C-H-O-A. Jennifer spells J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Date of birth is 08-28-2006. This is an 18-year-old child here with multiple complaints, period. She said she mainly has a headache, which is pressure-like, located behind her eyes and in her frontal sinuses area. This has been going on for about a week or more, but has gotten worse in the last 2 days. Patient indicated she has had an history of sinus infection and symptoms are similar, period. She denies trauma. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports eye pain. She said it's eye pain, is pressure-like, and is worse when she leans forward. Next line. Patient report nasal congestion. Says she has green discharge from her nose, period. Next line. She reports sore throat. Says pain in her throat is approximately 6/10. Worse with swallowing, period. Next line. Patient reports fever. Says she's been taking over-the-counter medication for her fever, but the fever will go and come back, period. Next line. Patient reports fatigue and tiredness. Next line. She reports palpitation and sometimes some discomfort down her arm on the left side, period. Next paragraph. Correction, say paragraph. Patient reports being under a lot of stress, she said, at work, and some issues at home. She did not go into details, but patient started to cry as she gives her history, period. She was at, she said she's not suicidal or homicidal and will be open to a referral to a specialist once she gets better, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 123/75. Pulse 102. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.7. Period. Next paragraph. Nose congested, green discharge, erythematous, and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph. Frontal sinuses, tender to palpation. Maxillary sinuses, tender to palpation. Next paragraph. Eyes, EOM, full range of motion. No discomfort to range of motion. Next paragraph. Neck, gratefulness in her neck, especially around her thyroid region. There is tenderness on the anterior cervical triangle region bilaterally, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, sinusitis, period. Next paragraph. Echo was done today. Patients. EF was approximately 55%. No abnormality, no stenosis, no regurg of significance noted. Next paragraph, her circulatory system was also ultrasound. There was triphasic flow up to her femoral vessel, then it became biphasic, lower from her femoral region down to popliteal bilaterally, period. Open parentheses, a consult was completed for the vascular specialist because patient indicated that sometimes when she sits for long periods she will experience some numbness, and when she walks she will experience pain. When she crosses her legs, she will experience severe pain, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerve, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, abdomen and undistended, No garden, no visible peristalsis, just penis, asparagus, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bulli, penis, asparagus. Respiratory good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, penis, paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, with no murmur, spirit, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is fatigue, number two, extremity pain, number three, acute sinusitis. Number four, acute sinus headache. Number five, palpitation. Number six, acute rhinitis. Next paragraph, the following tests were done in the clinic. Strep, flu, and COVID. These tests were all negative, period. Next paragraph, labs are drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, TSH, T3, T4. Vitamin D. Patient was sent home with the following medication: hydroxyzine, 25 milligrams, 1 p.o. at bedtime. Number 30, next medication: amoxicillin, 75 milligrams, 1 p.o. BID for 10 days. Number 20, next medication: Mobic, 7.5 milligrams, 1 p.o. daily. Next medication: Allegra, 180 milligrams, 1 p.o. QAM. She was advised to increase fluids with these medications. To come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. Period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Patient was given time off to go back to work on Thursday. I told her the reason for this time off is to contact our medical or insurance carrier for a psychologist in our network so she can be evaluated because of the multiple issues she indicated to me from home. On work period, she was giving up and asking questions. She says she has non-anecdotation.